Good morning. This is Precept Bible Study, and we are studying from Roland Springs Baptist Church. And our study is in 1 Corinthians, and today we're on Lesson 12. And this lesson includes a part of Chapter 15, verses 50 through 58, and 1 Corinthians chapter 16. So let us begin our study today in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we can't begin to praise you and thank you enough, Father, for who you are, the great Almighty God that you are. And we do want to come to you this morning giving you praise and honor and glory, Father. Father, we pray for guidance through your Holy Spirit as we study your word. Give us the knowledge and the wisdom that we may know you more, Father. Help us not only to study it, but help us to apply it to our lives and to go out and share it with others that we come in contact with, Father. That you will get all the honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name, I do pray. Amen. So we're looking now at the close of our study in this last lesson, Lesson 12. And we want to look back and see what we have learned, what Paul has taught us, and what he was teaching the Corinthians. So, looking back, we know that 1 Corinthians is divided into two segments. And the first segment was chapter 1 through 6. And that was about problems that had been reported to Paul. And then in 1 Corinthians 7 through 16 was the second segment, and that was Paul's response to what the Corinthians wrote to him about. Chapter 7 was about marriage. Chapters 8 and 10, we learned that Paul was teaching them about things sacrificed to idols. And chapter 11 was about traditions. Chapter 12 through 14, Paul was teaching about spiritual gifts. And chapter 15 was about the gospel and about the resurrection of Jesus. And so today, in chapter 16, we're going to be studying about the collection for the saints. So, we want to look at what the main points of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 1 through 34. And we saw in verses 1 through 11 that it was about the gospel. And then in verses 12 through 19, we learned that some at that time say that there is no resurrection. And of course, we know that even today that some are saying that. And then in chapter 15, verses 20 through 28, we studied that Christ has been raised. And then in verses 29 through 34, Paul was saying, don't be deceived. And then 35 through 49, Paul tells us how the dead are raised and what kind of body that we are given. Now, when you look at the body, the earthly body, we learned, is a tent, and it will be torn die, it'll be torn down, and it will die, that all that are born are going to die. So as long as we're in our natural body, then we are absent from the Lord. And when we're present with the Lord, the tent, the earthly body, is going to be swallowed up by life. So believers are building, believers have a building from God, a house not made with hands. It's eternal in heaven. So God gave believers the Spirit as a pledge of this. So now let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 50 through 58, and see what these verses are about. And I will read these verses, starting with verse 50. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this incorruption must put on this corruption, for this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal is put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So what are these verses about? It's about a mystery. We see here that all die. We see here a mystery. All not die, but all are changed. And we see the victory over death. So Paul began this section by saying that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. This earthly body has to be changed. All believers will be changed, although all will not die. At the last trumpet, the dead will be raised imperishable, and all believers will be changed, and it will happen in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Now let's do some cross-reference looking at 1 Thessalonians 4, chapter 4, verses 13 through 18, and 5, chapter 5, 9 through 10. I'm going to read these verses, and we're going to see a cross-reference of these that we have read in the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians. 1 Thessalonians, verse 4, chapter 4, verse 13. But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. And then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall be always with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Now, Jesus is going to come in the clouds, and we know that at his coming, he is coming for the church, for his bride, and he's going to bring with him those that have died in him, those that have fallen asleep or died in him, whose bodies were buried. And he will descend with a shout, the voice of the archangel and the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. This has to be their bodies because they are with him. Then those who are alive shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. This is the moment when all are changed. We know that flesh and blood, mortal bodies, changed into immortal bodies, imperishable bodies, when he appears, will be like him. Then all will meet the Lord in the air and always be with him. Now, what did he write about death and sin in verses 54 and 58 of chapter 15? He wrote that death is swallowed up in victory because those who were asleep will have new bodies, and those who are alive at that time, this is called the rapture, will not die. So here we see that the sting has been taken out of death, and we know that the sting of death was sin, and the wages of sin is death. So the law showed what sin is, and it defined sin by giving God's standard of righteousness. And then he goes on to say, thanks be to God who gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And that victory is over sin and death, and it can only come through Jesus Christ. So Paul ends this chapter by telling the Corinthian saints and all believers to be dead, steadfast and immovable, because the victory is sure, and always to abound in the work of the Lord, that labor is not in vain. Now then, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 1 through 4, and I'll read these. Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given orders to the churches of Galatia, so you must do also. On the first day of the week, let each one of you lay something aside, storing up as he may prosper, that there be no collections when I come. And when I come, whomever you approve by your letters, I will send to bear your gift to Jerusalem. But if it is fitting that I also go also, they will go with me. Now, this, he's talking about a collection from the saints there at Corinth to the saints in other churches that need help. Paul gave a direction. He said to put aside and save on the first day of every week, and no collection is to be made when Paul gets there. to the Corinthian church. And after his arrival, someone sent with a gift to Jerusalem. So this was going to the church there in Jerusalem, and that one would go with Paul. So how does this relate to believers now? How does it relate to the cross reference? We know that they gave support to other believers, and today we give support to other churches and to mission work. And they had a special day set aside to save. And so we set aside certain days that we give to the needy through mission work. So when the collection was done, then it was taken to the believers that need it. And we know that today we also take collections for the needy and for the missionaries, and it's given to them as they need it. Now, there's some cross reference here. Galatians 6:6-10, and I wanted to read these scriptures to look at, because he also spoke to the Galatians in Galatians 6, verses 6-10. Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. So what he's saying in these words to the Galatian is, let the one who is taught the word share all good things with him who teaches, and to do good to all, to especially God's household. And then he spoke to the Ephesians in 4:28. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give him who is in need. And then in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 12, he said that you may walk properly toward those who are outside, and that you may lack nothing. So believers are to work so that they can share with those in need and not be in need themselves. So now let's go to 1 Corinthians 5-9. This is chapter 15. And see what these verses are about. Now, I will come to you when I pass through Macedonia, for I am passing through Macedonia. And it may be that I will remain or even spend the winter with you, that you may send me on my journey wherever I go. For I do not wish to see you now on the way, but I hope to stay a while with you if the Lord permits. But I will tarry in Ephesus until Pentecost, for a great and effective door has opened to me, and there are many adversaries. So Paul is planning to come to Corinth, and he may spend the winter there, but he wanted to stay with them longer. That's when the collection was to be prepared to send with him when he left. And he wrote to Ephesus, where he ministered at that time, and he would stay until Pentecost in the spring. Now let's look further in chapter 15, verses 10 through 18. And I'm sorry, I'm saying chapter 15 and it's chapter 16. And those verses prior, 5 and 9, was chapter 16. And so now we're looking at verses 10 through 18 of chapter 16. And we're going to see who these verses are about. If Timothy comes, see that he may be with you without fear, for he does the work of the Lord as I also do. Therefore, let no one despise him, but send him on his journey in peace, that he may come to me, for I am waiting for him with the brethren. Now, concerning our brother Apollos, I strongly urged him to come to you with the brethren, but he was quite unwilling to come at this time. However, he will come when he has convenient time. In verse 13, watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong. Let all that you do be done with love. I urge you, brethren, you know the household of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have devoted themselves to the ministry of the saints, that you also submit to such, and to everyone who works and labors with us. I am glad about the coming of Stephanas, Fortunus, and Achaeus, for what was lacking on your part, they supplied, for they refreshed my spirit and yours. Therefore, acknowledge such men. So, we know that this is about Timothy and about Paulus. Paul instructed the Corinthians to care for Timothy if he came, and he also was encouraged by Apollos to come to Corinth. So what was his instructions then in 13 and 14, verses 13, and why? Paul wanted the Corinthians to grow from infants to men, and he wanted his letter to help them to be of the same mind. So why? Maybe that's also why he wanted Timothy and Apollos to go to them, to minister to them, to see if the letter was taken to heart. And he commanded to be alert, to be watchful, to stand firm, to act like men and be strong, and do everything in love. So, who else did Paul mention in his closing? Stephanas, Fortunus, and Achaeus. He was saying to be subject to those who help in the work and labor. And they went to Paul and refreshed his spirits. So the Corinthians were to acknowledge them because of that. Now let's look at verses 19 through 24 of chapter 16. And we're going to see what Paul emphasizes in these verses, starting with verse 19 of chapter 16. The churches of Asia greet you. Aquila and Priscilla greet you heartily in the Lord, with the church that is in their house. All the brethren greet you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. the salutation with my own hand, Paul's. If anyone does not love the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be accursed. O Lord, come. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. My love be with you all in Christ Jesus. Amen. So, Paul emphasizes in verse 19 through 24 to love one another. So, we want to look at the closing now of our study, and we want to see what 1 Corinthians has ministered to each of us and what each of us has learned. Have we learned to know how to be alert and watchful? And why should we be? Do they know, or do we know, how to stand firm in the faith? And these are things that we need to ask ourselves in closing our study here, excuse me, in 1 Corinthians. Are we growing in spiritual maturity? Are we acting like adults instead of children? And do we do all in love? And is love the base, the very basic ministry for our work to serve the Lord? These are questions that, as we close out in our study of 1 Corinthians, that we want to ask ourselves. Because if we have not learned these things, then we need to go back and restudy and listen to what Paul has been saying to these Corinthians and to us. And we want to apply all that he has taught in this book or this letter that he has written. And we will go from here later on in our study. We will take a break for a few months, and then we'll come back in the fall, and we'll be studying Paul's second letter, 2 Corinthians. And I hope that each of us have learned, and that we will be applying what we have learned during this break that we have. But let us close out now in prayer. Heavenly Father, I do pray that each of us have learned of you in our study in this letter that you had Paul to write down to the Corinthians. We know it was not only written for them, but it was written for us today. And I pray, Father, that we will apply it to our lives and we will live it out all to all that we come in contact with, starting with our families and going forward into our friends and our neighbors and even strangers that we come in contact with. I pray that you will use each individual that is studying and that has heard your word, your truths. And I ask you to guide me and lead me, Father, that I may live it to be an example like Paul said that he was an example because he followed Jesus. And I want to live my life following Jesus. And I pray, Father, that you will let each of us be your hands, be the hands of Jesus and the feet of Jesus, Father, to live out our lives to glorify your name. And I do pray that if there's anyone that has been listening that's not sure of their salvation, that they will call out to you and that the Holy Spirit will convict them of their sins. They will repent and believe upon the name of Jesus that He died for their sins and that You raised Him the third day. And anyone that believes this will be saved, because Your word tells us and Your word is truth. And I ask it all now in the name of Jesus. Amen.